Philip Sampaio, if these are incurred today, it is 10/23/2025. The patient is 401 Suarez. Suarez spells S-U-A-R-E-Z. 1 spells J-U-A-N. Date of birth is 06/28/1970. This is a 55-year-old gentleman here with knee pain, period. Patient said this started approximately 3 weeks ago after he fell off a dirt bike, period. He said he did not seek medical help because he said, quote, I know I didn't break anything, period. He came in today because of increased pain and says that he has some fluid in his knee which needs to be drained, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypercholesterolemia. Next line, hypertension. Next line. Anxiety. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Cataract removed. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes, epilepsy. Next paragraph, social history. He endorses tobacco. He denies tobacco use and drug use. He endorses alcohol use. Next paragraph, a physical exam. He's alert oriented. In the mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 127 over 81. Pulse 60, respiration 18, temperature 97.93. Next paragraph. Knee, left knee, positive bilatement. Joint is not hot to touch. There is no erythema. He has full range of motion, period. Next line, positive varus, negative valgus, negative McMurray, negative Lapman, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion and rigidity, no meningeal signs, pre-nasal spinal respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 2 tendons normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left knee effusion. Assessment number 2 is LCL injury. Assessment number 3 is knee pain, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Drain the fluid from patient's knee. Next line, procedure was explained to the patient. We talk about what the procedure entails, complications, which includes infection, return of the fluid, not all fluid being able to drain, and patient says he understands the risk and gives me verbal permission to proceed, period. Next paragraph. His knee was prepped with betadine, over wiped with alcohol, swabbed. Lidocaine with epinephrine, 5 milliliters, was injected into the site of interest using a 27-gauge needle, 1.5 inch. It's followed by a 18-gauge needle, which was injected at the anesthetized site. Fluid is removed. I remove approximately 30 cc's of serosanguinal fluid from patient's knee. Fluids were sent to the lab for analysis, period. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. Next line, there was no complication. Next line, site was clean again and covered. Next line, patient was sent home with the following, Robaxin. Please cancel this entire dictation. This is on the wrong patient. Please cancel this entire dictation. This is on the wrong patient.